This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 10 a.m. on Monday morning. That means that this is Herd Mentality. So no guest on the air today. That means it's going to be an all-music show. So I've curated a bit of a playlist for us to go through and hit some of the hottest new tracks of 2017. So I've been scouring the internet. Apparently, the last week in September is a very important week to drop albums because everybody seemed to want to do it. So with that said, there's plenty to listen to, plenty to talk about. So we're just going to spend the morning going through, listening to some really good new music, a lot of acts that are touring and are coming to Boston soon, so I can give you some info about that, and we'll just cruise on through our morning here. How's that sound? All right, here's some music. There you have Beck with his latest track, Colors, off of the latest album, Colors. Colors being Beck's, I guess, last four-year project he put together with Greg Kirsten out in L.A. The two of them, I think, played every instrument on this album between the two of them because they're both very talented multi-instrumentalist musicians. So Beck always, you know, eschewing the demands of popular culture and just kind of doing what, you know, whatever the heck he wants. So good to hear that he's still putting out cool music and pushing the envelope. Yeah, so a lot more music today. For you, everybody listening out there, this is Herd Mentality. I'm Thomas Keller on 91.5 FM WMFO. And we're just going to keep rolling through the tracks. And if I have a tour that I can share with you, because I know at least three or so of the songs I'm going to play are acts that are coming somewhere near Boston or Alston or somewhere nearby. So I'll try to give you the heads up on those as they come and as they go. But until that time, we'll just keep on rolling through it.
Nothing's working with me.
And there you have, quite literally, the latest offering from band Cult. That was I Took Your Picture from their album, appropriately called Offering. And before that, we were listening to King Krull with his latest track, Slush Puppy, off of the album The Ooze. King Krull, or Krull, I don't know how to say his name because I literally just found him, is a wonderfully interesting and creative person out of London, England. He's quite young. I think he's a year older than me. Doing that very strange jazz, but also, he's got, it's hard. He very much eschews genres in a way that makes it hard to really put simple terms on what he's doing, but he's doing really cool stuff, which explains why his show in Boston here, he's playing at the Paradise in 10 days on the 26th, is already sold out. So sadly, if you were excited to see him, I cannot help you, unless you can, you know, scalp a ticket, which is always possible. And then after that, we heard Cults. You probably remember their massive hit from a few years ago, Go Outside. They're back with a new album with some more dreamy pop aesthetics, and they're playing the Brighton Music Hall in Alston on October 18th, so you do have a couple days to track down tickets for that. It's not sold out yet, so by all means, go check them out. And, you know, without any further ado, how about a little more music?
Talking about the ways, the way of the stairs. Did you know that it was all?
there you have the delightful Weaves with a song off their latest album. That song's called Number 53, and the album is Wide Open. Weaves being they're a quartet out of Toronto, I believe. And they've been doing some cool and expressive stuff in the realm of indie rock lately. And before that, we were listening to Wolf Parade. They just dropped another new album called Cry, Cry, Cry. And that song was called Valley Boy. So again, all these tracks that we're listening to today have come out in the past month, if not the past week. It is insane what is going on in the realm of alternative and indie music right now. So just very grateful to be along for the ride. All right, we're getting on through the show, but I got plenty more music for you for your Monday morning. So, hang out, stick around. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, and you're listening to Herd Mentality. Torres with her latest hot new track that was Righteous Woman off of her album Three Futures. Torres, for those who don't know, is kind of the brainchild of Mackenzie Scott. She's an American singer-songwriter from, I think, Georgia. Yeah, Georgia. So she's doing cool and interesting things, which is always good to hear. One thing I forgot to mention earlier, so Wolf Parade is actually playing the Royale on October 20th, so 4 days. So if you enjoyed that new song, Valley Boy, from them, or if you want to go check out their album, they'll be around doing musical things. Torres, unfortunately, is not around right now. She's doing a Canada and European tour, which is fine. They're great over there, too, so they deserve good music. But, you know, we're allowed to be jealous. All right. So, yeah, we'll just keep it rolling, keep the music coming, and just, you know, have a nice, if not chilly, day. Odd cold front rolling through today. I looked at the weather, and it's like, Whatever temperature it is right now, it's the warmest it's going to be all day, and then it just keeps going down. It's music keeps you warm, right? Yeah, we can hope. All right, here's two more music.
We just go whatever.
There you have the delightful Alex Leahy with her song Lotto in Reverse from her latest album, I Love You Like a Brother. She's an Australian musician out of Melbourne, so she probably says this like, I love you like a brother. Yeah, okay, sorry. always fun to, you know, totally butcher accents on live radio. All right, so more music here. But before I do, I want to plug some cool things that we're doing here at Tufts as far as public and, you know, free concerts, which are always great. So these are at the Tufts Granoff Music Center. This is kind of the, fall concert series. So I'll just read you the blurb and then I'll give you the fresh take. So the Tufts Granoff Music Center invites everybody to its fall 2017 series of special community music concerts on Sunday afternoons. These concerts feature some of the best musicians from the Tufts music departments and, you know, area around in the community. So all performances are live, free, open to the public, and take place at 3 p.m. on Sundays in the Dissler Performance Hall. So that's in the Granoff Music Center. It's our big glass-fronted building. You can't miss it if you walk on campus and ask anybody where the music building is. For those of you using GPS and want to drive there, it's 20 Talbot Avenue. So cool. Things coming up. We have on October 22nd an afternoon with Nina Barwell and Friends. And then on October 29th, we have the Tufts Wind Ensemble presenting Frankenstein. I don't know anything about those shows, but they sound lovely, so please come check out some free and amazing music. These people work so hard to put these shows on, so I cannot, you know, stress it enough. So there's my plug, there's my spiel, a little PSA from your friends over here at WMFO at Medford. All right, so we're about halfway through the show today, but we got several more tunes to crack into and pull apart and learn about. So why not we, why don't we just listen? All right, cool.
Two, three, four.
And that was Mr. Kurt Vile with Ms. Courtney Barnett. An interesting collaboration between the two of them for this this latest album they just put out called A Lot of Sea Lice. Very cool stuff on there. Kind of a duet counterpoint kind of thing going on between the two, you know, very interesting songwriters in their own right, but cool when they come together and play off of each other. For those of you who don't know, Kurt Vile started way back with The War on Drugs. He was part of that band, now moved on to his own solo project with The Violators, and now he's doing this cool collaboration with Courtney Barnett, who is an Australian singer-songwriter, musician. She's out of Melbourne, too, so whatever they're doing in Melbourne, must be something in the water. Sheesh. A lot of good music coming out of Melbourne today. And then before that, we were listening to, and they are a mouthful, The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die, with their song Dylan and Her Son, off of their latest album, Always Foreign. And unfortunately, neither of these acts are playing anywhere near us right now. But yeah, very, very cool. The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die. They're from Connecticut. They've been around for a few years doing a lot of indie rock, kind of post-rock stuff. You can tell by the way that the super complicated drumming keeps everything cool and fresh, and we love to hear it. So yeah, great, great new music. Again, also fresh, came out in the past few weeks. So get out there, listen to these albums. They are all good, probably. I can't promise, but hopefully, you know, for the sake of humanity, let's hope it's all good music. All right, so a few more tracks, and then I'll pass the mic over to the next utterly qualified DJ in our long line of fabulous DJs here at WMFO. But for now, why not just a little more music?
So you say you want harder, like more than you can take. And I know you won't suffer. Well, I've been to that place. Yes. Give it to your mother, like there's a debt you gotta pay. That ain't never the world was made, and you know that, don't you? You don't want it easy. Oh, baby, you know I agree. It ain't easy just the same, babe. All the suffering for every little thing. And you say you want it. Like some prophet by the sea. But that ain't there the world was made. And you know that, don't you? Oh, a little love. Harder, like more than you can take.
Yeah.
have the wonderful Florist with What I Wanted to Hold off their latest album called If Blue Could Be Happiness. If Blue Could Be Happiness, sorry. The title got cut off of my screen there. Yes, Florist. I love Florist because they capture this like simultaneous hi-fi lo-fi thing where it's so fragile and so important as a result that you just want to like turn it up and mush your headphones into your head and just listen to it. So they are amazing. Before that, we're listening to his Golden Messenger with the latest track from him, the project of MC Taylor out of North Carolina. That was called Harder Rain off of his album Hallelujah Anyhow. And if you want to see Florist, they are coming to the Middle East downstairs on October 26th. So by all means, go check them out. They are fantastic. I have not seen them live, but I would love to. And I might be at that show too. So please go check them out. All right, one last song to kick off your Monday here before I turn the mic over. Thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been Thomas Keller, and this has been Herd Mentality. Until next week, thank you.
Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. But now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we done. Said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know to do is turn up the music and pray that she makes it through. The keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom, and the angels fly around in there, but we can't see them. And I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. If they can't find a way, yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like champagne.